If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Spirit anime. I'm the guy who didn't get to spend all his money before he died, Aaron, and with me is the guy who wants to be ground up into a smoothie, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Going good, Aaron. How are you?
I know. I was gonna say it's not very vegan of you, Jay. It's not very.
I'm not drinking it.
Oh, that's a good point. Good point. And Jay, before we actually get into our whole usual podcasting, we have a special. Podcast,
little review
event. Yeah, this is. We should have came up with a name for it, Jay. So maybe next time we'll have a name for it.
Anime tasting bomb.
Anime.
Anime tasting room.
Oh, that's a pretty good mountain. The Mountain Dew. Oh, I don't even want to even release just Mountain Dew because sometimes there might be some cool.
Yeah.
Soda we can get. Mm-hmm. But yeah, welcome to. Cherry Bomb
tasting
room, or the Cherry Bomb soda shop.
Oh, there you go.
Where that's we review your favorite and sometimes least favorite sodas.
There you go.
What's on the docket today, Jay?
This soda was just released last week. It's a Mountain Dew Typhoon. Both me and Aaron were able to snag a case of it.
A case or two, actually. I have
I got two, so we both got two then.
Yeah, I put my one of my cases is in my pantry, the other one's in my closet.
Okay,
so it's good.
All of it in my fridge. All of it.
Well, I'm saving some of them.
Oh, okay.
Special occasion when I get married, Jay.
Popping
some typhoons.
Expired typhoon.
You know what's crazy about this, Jay? I learned recently, because on our Mountain Dew, people do open, like, 10-year-old Dews and drink them.
Yeah. I follow this soda guy on YouTube, and sometimes he does that. I've told you about him. Sometimes he does, like, this, like, Mountain Dew challenge or whatever, where he, like, mixes hella Mountain Dews together.
Mm-hmm.
And usually in the lineup, there's something that's, like, been gone for a long time.
It was crazy. Sometimes they're still good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nuts part to me.
Yeah, it's crazy that like sometimes he opens them and like there's still gas.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And other times, I guess cans probably hold gas better.
Right.
Because I've seen him like open up Sprite Cranberry and there's like
no fizz
at all.
Ugh. No. All right, so before we drink it, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, Mountain Dew Typhoon. Yep. Back by popular demand. I was just telling, which is really funny, I was just telling Jay the history behind this drink.
Yeah.
That it was part of the Dewcision, I think it was 2012. So it's been out of commission for a little bit. And it was basically a taste or a competition between Typhoon, Distortion, which people also really want back, and Whiteout, which is like a... almost like a rare flavor Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's like you see it here and there around places.
Yeah, like I never see it consistently anywhere.
Yeah.
It depends on your bottler. And I think there's only like one place in where Jay lives that like actually hasn't.
One gas station.
Yeah, one gas station like in the ghetto.
Yeah.
So you gotta be really like hard for it.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I would go out of my way to go get it.
Yeah, you have to kind of go out of your way.
Yeah, it's not really a flavor that I would be excited for.
Right. It's real interesting. I've had it before one time, and it was really good. Like, I think... I don't know if it'd be in my rotation, but... yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting lemon-lime flavor.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, you ready to crack these open?
Yeah, I guess... We should probably say what Typhoon the flavor is. It says on
can,
it's a Typhoon Dew with a blast of tropical punch and natural and artificial flavors.
Yo, can we real quick before we open these up, Jay? Can I say how dope these cans are? I love the design on them.
There's like a dinosaur riding a
A surfboard.
surfboard,
Yeah,
a
punk.
octopus with a cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's so cool. I really wanted one of the shirts, but sadly I'm too big for them, so. All right,
Which
Jay.
another thing that's cool about the cans is these are all tall cans, so
Yeah, I love.
a bit extra soda for us to
I
last us through
really
the
can't
podcast.
wait. I think the next time we're gonna do these dues, and hopefully, I don't know if I shared it with you, Jay, but the dew store is supposed to gonna come out with a 6-pack of voodoo.
Yes, you did show me,
Yeah.
and it's all the voodoos that's been released so far.
Yeah. So
I don't
I'm.
know how you'd want to do that one if you want to drink three sodas in one sitting.
That'd be interesting.
That'd
You always
be
like
crazy.
take a couple sips and then cap it off for later. But all right, Jay, let's
Do it.
yeah. Ooh.
I'm gonna smell it first. It
Ooh.
smells really good.
Oh, that's super good.
Oh yeah. That reminds me of something. Do you know that ice cream big stick?
Yes.
It kind of tastes like that.
Like it's like the pineapple and strawberry. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, it has a good burp taste to it too.
A nice finish.
Ooh, it does. It's so good. All right, Jay. Question for
It's
you.
kind of similar to the Baja Punch. Similar, not exactly the same.
Yeah, but
I think
very
Baja Punch.
similar.
I think Baja Punch might have more, maybe a little bit more orangey to
Yeah,
it.
more of like a punch.
Yeah.
Would
No, this
you
is very good.
would this be in your rotation, Jay? If it was like
Yes,
in
it would be.
stores. I think this would also be in
Yes.
my rotation.
I would definitely want to grab this again.
Top five do?
I would say yes.
I would also say yes. I was at the first. I catch me on my
I think.
second one. 'Cause there's a lot of them I had where I was like, I don't know if I like this, and I had a second one. Like I think Major Melon was that like with that with me.
You know what's funny? Major Melon, I didn't like it the first time I tried it, and then Nancy bought it for me one time, and I liked it a lot more that time.
Yeah, I don't
For
know.
some.
Same thing with I had the opposite effect with Spark with me. Where like I really like Spark the first time I drank it. And then like now like I'll get a Spark occasionally, but not
Yeah.
like this, like 100% I would slide in with like my personally my once I get all the time, I'll get a Live Wire or a Code Red.
Yeah.
But I would definitely get one of these.
Yeah, for sure. This is a very good flavor. Really like it.
Man, we should do more like weird soda ones. That'd be really cool.
Do you have a World Market near you? We could do like weird ones. They have
Yeah,
sodas there.
I do. I have a bodega place. We can maybe we can plan some
Try that.
stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Jay. Now that we're done with our
I'm
oh,
not done with this
what do
one.
you give a Jay out of 10?
I give
Oh,
this a 10. This is
actually,
really good.
this is a gotta go buy.
This is a gotta go drink.
Yeah, gotta go drink. Oh man. Just the smell, like it's super fruity. I think I might buy another case. This is really good.
Are they
I
still
think,
on the site?
I think the biggest thing for me, right, with this, the price point was crazy. 'Cause
What was it?
it was $33 for 12.
Yeah, that was including shipping, right?
Yeah, and that's including shipping. So if it was like 25, or if I got like free shipping off of it,
Yeah, it'd be more worth it.
yeah, 'cause it was I think $8 shipping.
Yeah, it was like $6 or $8, something around there.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, if it was like closer to 20, 25 for two, I guess it can't be 25 because they're $12 each. Because if you can get them for like I would easily pay $2 a can for this.
Okay.
Right? You think? Am I wrong?
This tall can.
Yeah, for this tall can. I would easily pay $2. Almost $2.50 for one. Ooh.
Definitely.
Yeah, but it's delicious. Really, like, top... I'll probably say top three, Doom.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm for sure top five.
Yeah, for sure top five. I really enjoy this. I think I'd have to put this right next to Baja Punch since it's so similar.
I haven't had Baja Punch in so long.
Mm-hmm. Well, since, like, last year, right?
Since last year. Yeah, I was about to say since last year. I think those would actually be the next ones if we can get a hold of Flash and Mango or Gold. Yeah. Gold and Gem.
Golden Gem, yeah.
Golden Gem. That might be the next one.
That we review?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. When is that supposed to come out, like, officially?
This week, I think.
Okay.
So it should be around.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I've been looking. For the last 12 days, I haven't found any, but...
Okay, let me know if you find anything so that I could start looking.
Right.
Because I don't go to convenience stores that often, other than, like, going to get gas or something.
Right. Well, because I always check when I go to the convenience store, just be like, oh, let's see if I see anything. And now I go to the grocery stores just to go look, just to make sure.
Oh, yeah. I've had better luck at, like, grocery stores sometimes.
Like, all right.
That Dr. Pepper, was it Darkberry?
A Darkberry, yeah.
Yeah, I found that at Safeway. I found it at Target.
That's weird.
Yeah, I found it at Target. Cans and bottles.
Okay, Jame.
Enough of soda.
Now that we've drank and refill.
What anime are we talking about?
Yeah, what anime are we talking about, Jame, this week?
The King Classic Ranking of Kings.
Yeah. Do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at Crunchyroll. How prosperous your nation is, how many powerful warriors it boasts, and how heroic and strong its king is. These are the criteria that factor into the system known as the Ranking of Kings. The main character, Boji, was born the first prince of the kingdom ruled by King Bosei, who is ranked number 7. But Boji was born unable to hear and is so powerless that he can't even swing a sword. In consequence, his own retainers and the public look down upon him as completely unfit to be king. It is then that Boji finds his first friend, Kage, and Boji's life takes a dramatic turn.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm I like this that it doesn't really spoil anything.
Right.
Doesn't pretty good synopsis.
And it's longer than the usual Funimation description too.
Yeah. Well, this is from Crunchyroll.
Oh, at least it's Funimation.
Yes. I don't know if you're comparing it or if you.
Oh no! I thought you said this is from our friends at Funimation. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe
Sergio. Yeah.
Maybe that's Crunchyroll.
That's Crunchyroll. Okay. Ready for some facts, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
So, this anime, 2021, 23 episodes, fantasy, coming of age. It was created by Sosuke Toka. This was directed by Yusuke Hata. And this is his first time directing. But he worked on Oito Rocket and Hunter x Hunter.
You know, Hunter x Hunter is an anime that I keep wanting to, like, do something with, but we still have so many ongoing anime that I want to finish more before I start something long like that again.
We've had this conversation. There's some anime on there that we can just toss, like, we're never going to go back to.
Hey, I'm going to pick Fairy Tail in 10 years,
maybe. There you go. Hey, maybe. the studio is Wit And they did Attack on Titan, Vinland Saga, the hit Spy X Family, and Great Pretender. This is licensed by Funimation and Crunchyroll. The music was by Mayoko. And they did Cells at Work and How to Keep a Mummy. What'd you think of the background music, Jay?
It's really good. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. It's very
very fanciful.
Yeah. There was a few tracks that I really enjoyed in there. One was like the number two king. What was his name?
Desha. Yeah.
Like his kind of theme, like when Boji was around him, was really good. I really liked that one.
The opening, or the two openings, the first one is Boy by King Gnu, and Hadaka no Yusha. I think it's like the Naked Hero, in English, by Vadi. The ending is Ounce by Yama, and the second ending is Flare by Millet.
Millet did one of the songs for Vinland Saga.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah, that's weird that you know that off the top of your head.
I think I did the facts for Vinland Saga, right?
Yeah, you must have if you remember. Is that the Viking one? No, not the Viking one. The one with the horses at the end.
I don't know which opening, but it might have been the first ending.
Well, because the first ending is Amir.
Is it Amir? So it has to be the second ending.
So it's be the second ending. That's the one with the horses in it, or with the Valkyries, I guess.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, there's a shot in the second opening that reminds me of that scene.
Really?
Yeah, it's the when the Hell Knights are riding in on the horses. In the opening, for some reason, like, it super reminds me of those horses as well.
Yeah, so it is the second ending.
Oh, there you go.
Millet is the second ending.
Good, cool. So, what'd you think about them, Jay?
Man, I really enjoyed both openings. I think the first opening is very upbeat. I really like the song.
Mm-hmm.
But the second opening, like, the visuals are very, very pretty.
Man.
A lot. How it, like, opens up with the shadow puppets, and it goes, like, Kage does a crown with his hands.
Yeah, no.
Super good.
My favorite part, there's so many good parts in there, because you see basically almost all the scenes in the opening are scenes from the anime, just like reanimated. Yeah. So like, there's that really cool shot of Boss showing healing the diamond.
Yeah,
that he crushed. Like that's like a really cool scene. One of my favorite things about that opening is seeing scenes and being like, when are they gonna come up? Right,
like the broken mirror, like that. Yeah. That was a scene. That was a part of it in there.
You know what? My two favorite scenes in there, right? Mm-hmm. Alright, there's actually three really good ones that I super like. Actually, it's a bunch. I love that. I love this opening. This opening is like one of my favorites. And I'm trying not to go like scene by scene, but there's like that really cool back-to-back-to-back shots of like everybody and their loved ones.
Yes.
So it's like Dida in the mirror.
Healing.
Yeah. But that shot of Boji and Healing is like so warm and like comforting. Mm-hmm. And like how she like nuzzles him is like very, very sweet. Yeah. And like I teared up like every time.
it's very cute.
Yeah, but the scene I was like, holy crap, when I realized what it actually was. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you noticed it, Jay, but there's literally a scene where you're it's a POV shot of Maranjo jumping off the cliff.
Oh yeah,
like now you like think about it, because I was like, well, what is this? Like, I kept on thinking, like, what is this shot? But yeah, it's Maranjo falling. Like, it's a POV shot of her falling, being caught by Boss. Huh? No, yes. You see his hand opening up though.
Yeah.
And then it's the world, like him showing her the world.
Yeah.
Like on their adventure, and then her mask breaks. Crap. Yeah, it's really good.
Man, because that scene doesn't happen that's like very late in the series.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That action is not great, but
yeah,
such a neat shot.
Yeah, because after this, like, go back and watch that part, and it's like very cool, because like. It opens up and like you see her like on the plateau, and then like as she's falling, she's not looking at where Boss is coming from. She's looking at the mountain or whatever, the cliff.
Yeah, she's facing the mountain when she's falling.
Yeah, but then you see like his hands going to catch her.
Yeah,
and then when he opens his hands, it's when it's all the shots of the different places they went to. So very cool, and it even ends on the island. I think it's like the last shot you see. And then there's also that really dope shot of her playing like peekaboo with the demon.
Oh man, the baby demon is so fun. It's so cute. I love baby demons.
Poor kid. Mm. And then there's that shot of like the demon putting his hands over Maranjo when he's bigger. Mm-hmm. Yo, I don't know about you, but I was like, what was the deal? Like she went back on.
When she, oh, probably.
But it was literally that she was never gonna ask him for anything, make a wish, and she made two. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She brought people to make wishes, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Well, no. Well, she promised I would never like use you, mm-hmm. and then she did. So that was like the first broken promise.
Yeah.
And then the second broken promise was to put her in the mirror. How do you feel? I mean, I guess we can go a little bit in general. I'm like almost done with this, but how do you feel about Miranjo basically like they just wish her and she's back?
I mean, we were talking about this before, and it makes a lot of sense that like everybody makes it out unscathed. Well, not unscathed, but like without dying and stuff.
Right.
Because Aaron brought this up, but like the whole like kind of theme of the whole anime is like forgiveness and like giving people a second chance.
Yeah, seeing the better in people.
Yeah. And I feel like it just makes sense for to not kill Maranjo.
At the end,
yeah.
But it is kind of weird that like, the demon just gives her up, like, very
Yeah, and it seems easily. Like there was no consequence, because, like, it seems like the other wishes, he asked for stuff.
Right.
Right? But this time it was just, like, nothing.
It kind of was like, he was, like, willing to give her away or whatever, I guess.
I was like, okay, I was waiting for, like, what's going to happen to Daida because he made that wish.
I mean, we might not know what the repercussion is until next season. Maybe there's a repercussion, we just don't know yet.
Is there another season?
Not confirmed yet, but the manga's still going, so.
Oh, okay. So it'd be about, like, probably just Kage and Boji's adventures.
Yeah, right? But, yeah, I would assume that maybe, like, bouncing back and forth between the Kingdom of Boss and,
Yeah.
Whatever Boji's new kingdom is.
How do you feel about that having, if that happens, another season?
I guess we'll get into it, right? It's one of our it's one of our patented final thought things.
It's like right at the end.
Yeah. But I mean, we can get to it now if you want. I don't really mind.
No, we can save it.
Keep
it consistent.
Right. Oh, then let me just finish up these facts real quick, Jay.
Okay.
So, you know, little fun facts I have for this week. The Tokyo Federation for the Deaf supervised all of the sign language in this anime.
Yeah, I read that. That's so cool.
Yeah, so all the sign language is actual sign language.
Yeah, that is amazing. I really enjoyed that.
And for at least episode two, they had a hard of hearing animator who knew sign language.
That's pretty cool.
Do the animation for a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very cool. Really, really, really like that touch.
Yeah, that attention to detail. That's super good.
All right, Jay, do you have anything general you want to bring up?
Man, I don't want to like jump straight into like art style and and like animation and all that stuff. But man, this anime looked really good.
It looks like a fairy tale.
For sure. You know, I don't know if you would agree with me on this, but it reminds me of like if Ghibli and like One Piece got together and did something.
That's a really weird that's combo. A really weird combo, but I can see it.
Yeah, cuz like so on the one hand, like Boji kind of looks like a Ghibli character.
Oh, I can see that. Like, mm-hmm.
But then like you have people like Desha with like the demon that who look really kind of exaggerated.
Yeah, you know what? That is true. That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So it kind of reminds me of a mix of those two kind of worlds colliding.
You know what's weird? When we're talking about I guess because we're talking about character design a little bit, right?
Yeah.
For some weird reason, like I thought Boji looked a lot like Maranjo when they were kids.
They do. They have the same kind of like
curly shape. Hair.
Yeah, same color hair too.
Mm.
I was also like wondering about that. I was like, are they related somehow?
That'd be pretty cool. I think it's just. I think it's a narrative device to get you to like Maranjo. Mm-hmm. Like, where it's a because they look like each other, you like tend to sympathize because you can sympathize with Boji.
Yeah.
So it makes it easier to sympathize with Maranjo.
Yeah. They also had like the same kind of like personality at that age.
No, innocent, stupid, yeah. Stupid, traitor mages.
I know, man.
Man,
those guys sucked.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That made me so angry.
That man, the part where like Boss just goes in on him, was so like even when she was like spare my kid, I was like you can't trust them. Like sorry. like as bad as that sounds, like
yeah, it's pretty bad that Boss killed the kid.
Yeah, I was like. I was like so emotionally like compromised at that point. I was like, "Do it, Boss. Do it. Screw these people." I was like, "Poor."
Yeah, because you don't know that kid looked old enough to like swindle somebody.
Yeah, but it like it just like a lot of things that compound. It's like watching those people like scam like Monandro's mom and
yeah.
There's also that one. You ever seen Metalocalypse, Jay?
A bit of it, yeah.
Tell me why the dude that spits gas looks like the dude from Metalocalypse.
The bass player?
Yeah!
Yeah, that's, you're right.
That's super funny. Every time I seen him, that's like, I thought right away.
Yeah. You know what's another funny... That guy, he gets tied up during the kind of like final fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to him? Did he just disappear?
He bounced, I think. I think he just left. Uh-oh. There's like a scene where like he gets up and like leaves.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've noticed. I didn't notice it.
It's real in the background.
I thought he was just like tied up the whole time.
No, I think he bounces. Just,
like, watching it all go down.
I'm pretty sure it's like when Boss swings his hammer, like I think he gets like furry and he just leaves.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking that maybe he was going to also become, like, friends with Boji because he did defend him.
Yeah, but that dude's like, dirty.
Yeah, he's like a swindler, for sure. Yeah.
I was going to... I guess we're talking about animation. But, man, I really love the stretch animation in here. Mm-hmm. Like, there is... Like, some people might call it ugly, right? Because you can, like, freeze a frame and, like, all look how, like, nasty the faces stretch and all that.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, not natural. But it's, like, I seen somebody make an argument where it was just because you, like, in an anime, you can pause and get a screen, like, a background every time. Doesn't mean, like, it makes it good. Like, it just makes it very uniform, where this anime is 100% like not uniform whatsoever, and it gives it more personality. It's a lot like, you can take like any trigger anime, they do the same like push and pull animation with their characters.
Yeah.
And it's a more like Western type of animation.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I definitely got like a sense of some sort of like Western-ish style with this anime.
Yeah, very, very cool. I guess we kind of talked about it a little bit, but the ending is a little controversial.
Yeah, I was surprised to find that when you told me that there was some controversy about the ending to this anime, because I felt that it was a good ending.
Yeah.
It was very... I felt like it's complete. Nothing left unsaid or any... Or... Well, like, go ahead.
Yeah, I would say this... Yeah, this story is, like, closed and shut. But it opens, like, a new adventure at the end.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very interested to see what, the next part is. But it's... I don't know, people had a very rough time with Maranjo not getting her, like, comeuppance at the end.
Yeah, and like we were discussing earlier. Aaron,
yeah.
Aaron saying that, like, the theme being...
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness, it makes sense.
Yeah, that they forgive her.
Yeah, even though, even though you feel like she doesn't deserve... Or maybe, like, not even just her, like, maybe that other guy... What's his name? Domas. He doesn't really deserve forgiveness.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll get into him in a little bit here, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, everybody is, like, redeemable in the end. So, very, very interesting to see, like, where her character goes from here. Same with Domas.
Yeah.
Very interesting to see.
They didn't show who was with Boji, right, when he met up with Kage again?
Oh no, it was
I'm assuming it's Bevan, right?
Yeah, it was Bevan. It showed him.
Okay. I only saw him like clicking the horse to make it go. Like, I only saw the feet.
I was pretty sure it showed Bevan with his, because it was Bevan's snake.
Yeah, it was the snake that found him. Yeah, I found him.
And I was pretty sure I seen Bevan standing there with the snake. Pretty sure I saw him. Maybe I'm tripping.
Maybe I missed it.
Yeah. But you know, if Boji's mom can forgive her, can forgive Maranjo, then you know, what are we here to say? You know.
Yeah. Exactly. And then there was also that other controversy. Well, it's not the a minor thing. Is the Daida and Maranjo just being a couple at the end?
Well, I think like how I broke it down to you like makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Where it's like if they're like betrothed, like no one can really punish Maranjo. Yeah.
And I feel like it's their relationship's not out of nowhere, because you could even see it in the opening that we were talking about, the second opening, that like they spent a lot of time together.
Right, in the void. Mm-hmm. So it could be that,
well, but not in the void, like her.
Like, oh yeah, yeah. Stories to him. It is. People are like are also weirded out by like the age difference or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming. Yeah, she's probably older.
She's probably like way older.
Yeah, she's like has to be at least.
Like, she's probably like in her 30s, early maybe. 20.
Technically, probably, but like maybe like age wise, she's probably like in her 20s, like her physical but age.
Right. Oh, yeah, I could probably see that, like, in her 20s, mm-hmm. early-ish 20s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's still a teen, I believe, right?
I believe
maybe
so,
not,
yeah.
Maybe not even.
No, he's probably a teenager, I would assume.
Yeah, young teenager.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Boji is, like, 2 or 3 years older than he is.
Yeah, because they were both, like, babies.
Yeah, but his curse is what holds him down.
Yeah, I really like that they mentioned that curse in the, like, early on.
Yeah, with Desha. Desha mentions it. Like, oh, that was really cool.
Yeah, they like, he didn't bring it up as well. He didn't, like, tell him anything.
That was really neat. There's also a curse on
the Shadow Clan.
Yeah, on Kage. So, we have no idea about that. Like, that's what I really like about this anime. Like, the lore. Like, there's still, like, a lot of crap we don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
And
it's like, I guess Kage's curse is something that happened to his entire, like, clan.
I also love the bits of thing, like, the portal to the underworld was just one of the Shadow Clan stretched out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're using their bodies.
Yeah.
So, very, very interesting. Like, I want to see where this. I kind of want to go read the manga to see, because it'll be a while before we get another season. I feel.
Yeah.
Wit likes to take their time.
And I would say take your time. I don't need it right away because this looked expensive, and I'd want it to stay this quality.
Do you want to talk about cinematography, Jay?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh my God, there are some great shots.
Yes.
Especially the Boji versus boss fight at the end.
Oh yeah, that was like a straight up movie.
Oh, there's like that GIF I sent my friends is when he like ducks into
the window.
Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy about that fight too? Like that fight doesn't even like happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in his mind that the fight happens like this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so cool. Like in context, I don't think it makes sense. But as of like a piece of art, it's so good.
It is amazing.
This is like they got really dope shots of like almost like a fisheye lens. Like on Maranjo when like she's like kind of going crazy or whatever, or she loses her emotion.
Mm-hmm.
She's starting to talk about like letting the monsters in to kill Boji's mom and all that stuff.
Yeah.
This was like that really dope shot of she's explaining the healing, like the plan to kill healing, and like all the demon dogs are like dead in a line behind her.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then a boss is, like, walking up to her.
And they, like, they fade away, right?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Man, those lions are so cute.
I know.
I don't care how scary they are. I want to pet it.
Yeah, they're so cute. When they're not...
Them with their little... The little kid
no.
lions? Oh, my God. It was so cute.
With the cubs?
I was like, what? I was like, they're just so aggressive. How is this? Oh, they're being possessed. That's
poor guys. Nice of healing to heal them, too.
Yeah.
After they were murdered.
Hilling is such a good character, man. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, we'll get it. But man, I love Hilling. She's so cool.
You know, the first shot that I remember being like, oh my God, this anime is like something special, was when Apis was leaving the kingdom and Bevan was ordered to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And that fight, that first fight.
Oh.
With those two?
Dude.
Oh my God. There was like, it was a shot of Bevan running around him. and it was almost like panoramic how it followed him.
Right.
And it was really good.
Like almost like the camera was on a swivel, like how the camera's on a swivel.
Yeah, like on a track or something.
Or like going around, like on a boom almost.
Yeah.
But like how it was focused on
Bevan, and it was on Oppie's back.
Yeah, oh, it's so good.
It looks so good. And I was working out at the time when I was watching that, and I was like, holy crap, this looks awesome.
It's that, you know what shot that got me like super amped?
What was that?
It was what is the SHIELD guy's name again?
That is Dorshey.
Yeah, so Dorshey fighting the dogs for the first time.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
protecting
my
healing.
Goodness, that fight is so cool. That fight, I can't. No one has cut that fight out from anywhere that I've tried to look. And man, that I think that fight might be like one of my favorite fights of the anime.
Where yeah, he's like, it was a brutal fight.
Yeah, he's like wrestling these demon dogs and like suplexing them and stuff. It looks so cool.
Yeah.
And like he literally like one like pounces on him and like he punches it to death. He like just socks it like gives it a haymaker. Yeah.
The last two he freaking like cracked their necks. Like he grabbed them by the neck.
So cool. That's what I love. See, I don't want to bring up too much of like negativity that I saw, right? But some people said they didn't like the disassociation between like the cutesiness of the art and like the brutality. But I really
that's what
I love that. Yeah.
It's the same thing that like with Odd Taxi. It's just like I feel like it's such a contrast that it looks very cool when like something dramatic happens.
Yeah, it makes it more like holy crap.
Yeah, it's like it makes it a lot more dramatic.
Like you wouldn't expect to see somebody get their arm like even, chopped off or like half cleaved, really.
Yeah, exactly. Like remember like I feel like some of the best like things, like it reminds me of like maybe even like of a Gretsuko, like when the stalker was trying to get her, like those kind of parts is what sticks out to me, is like the stuff that's like out of the norm for an anime like that or for out of the norm for the art style,
and it makes stuff like the demon, like how different like contrast he is to everybody else,
yeah. Oh, even the gods looked that one god that they showed looked hella crazy,
man. You know what other character doesn't match and that but I love as well, the ranker, like the guy who ranks the kings.
He's like a jester or something.
Yeah, he looks so cool.
Yeah,
or like his like hat goes over his whole head,
like it's over his eyes, and
yeah, it's so cool. trying to think of any other really cool shots.
Cinematic shots?
Yeah. I really love the first, I think it's Helling when she heals Dorsha for the first, after that second fight with the dogs. She's like healing him so hard that like the grass grows underneath them.
Yeah.
And it happens, I wish they didn't use it. They used it, like, every other time after that.
After
that. And I wish they didn't, because it would have been really cool to see it, like, that one time.
Yeah.
Maybe even when Boss does it later, like, use it then, at that point. But, yeah, I, like, one of those things that's a little overused, but I really loved it. It was really cool.
Yeah, that first time was really cool.
And it was really neat to see her, because I was like, why is she wearing that bulky, like, really bulky armor? Like, that doesn't fit her. And then she has, like, all her potions with a little backpack on them.
She's the camelback.
Yeah. That was really cute. I really love Helling.
Yeah.
Man, you know that character, we're talking about, like, character design. I guess we didn't even talk about character designs. I've kind of plucked on it, but I really wanted to see that the Night Anne or whatever, like more of her, because she looked really cool as well.
Yeah, she also had the pointy nose.
Yeah, her, the captain to the Underworld Knights.
Yeah.
That dude's like super cool. His helmet with the, it's like
With
cracked.
the, yeah, it's like crack. We did see like his eye. So he is kind of like human-like under there.
Just
But
a
we didn't really
big
see.
dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude. You know, it's another scene that I really enjoyed, or like cinematic thing, was what's his name? Despa. Despa eating Boji's food.
Was all
So
talking
there's.
about, like, again, weird pushing and pulling of the faces and stuff. That's another like great example of that scene when him and Kage almost die.
Yeah, it was well, him, Despa specifically, he falls to the floor, and that itself is a really great shot. But then I think he looks at Boji, right? And like the sky turns into, well, the ceiling turns into a
The
sky, right?
sky, yeah.
And it goes seamlessly into a flashback,
It's so
and
cool,
it's so good, so cool.
man. You see, I know, I can see people say that why the first half is better than the second half, because the first half is a lot more artsy, and
It's a
it's
lot more lighthearted too. I mean, there is
yeah.
some dramatic, but it is a bit lighthearted.
Whereas like the second, it's just like all action. But man, there's some great shots. All right, Jay, you ready to talk about characters?
Do you want to talk about art style first?
Oh, I mean, yeah, we can talk about
Because it's
art. We talked a little bit about it in general. That's why I was like,
yeah. But is there anybody that like stands out to you? Like
man,
a
you know, Maranjo's really cute.
yeah, Miranda's really cute. Her mom is very cute as well.
Yeah. And so was Boji's mom was really cool. Man, I
Yeah,
love.
Boji's mom was super cute.
Is there any bad designs in this anime?
From the way that I was kind of surprised at how much time we spent with like the Big Four, or is that what they were called?
Yeah.
Because b based on their designs, they look like they'd be like minor people,
Right.
but like as you spend more time with them, like you end up like really, you like they kind of grew on me, all of them.
Especially the not Dorisha, the Sword Knight guy.
The
What's his name? The sword
oh,
the
Domus?
yeah, Domas. Domas's squire.
Oh, Hakuro?
Yeah, that kid.
Dude, I felt like he got the short end of the stick of like being banished, and
Poor guy,
he
yeah.
was just getting the hotel. Like, how was he supposed to know that Boji was gonna get pushed down the freaking hellhole or whatever it was?
Hey, I mean, at least Domas like warned him. He's like, "Hey, if you go back, they're gonna kill you." Like, just straight up.
I think he's a good character. I really like that guy.
Yeah, I really like the two, but he's such a background character. And I do think it's funny. I don't know if you ever heard of the phrase or the literary term Chekhov's gun. I don't know if you've ever
No.
heard that phrase before. But essentially what it means is like when the writer introduces something, like it's gonna be used later on. So
Okay.
like if they bring your attention, so like Chekhov's gun is like, oh, like a main character walks into a room and the focus is on a gun, like somewhere, like a gun hanging from like hanging on the wall. So that means
Huh.
like at some point in the story or some point in the scene, that gun is going to be used.
Okay. So was the
So yeah,
crossbow
so it's his
used in this?
crossbow basically. So
Okay.
it's like, oh, at some point this crossbow he's gonna, because he's always like, oh, I'm gonna fire it, and like, oh, no, and he like holds off on it, and then he finally uses the crossbow and the freaking demon just slaps it away. Just doesn't even like use it.
That's funny.
But yeah, it's so fun. Like, you've probably seen that trope a bunch of times
Yeah.
where it's
Yeah,
like
definitely.
It happens a lot in was especially like really high fidelity anime where they'll just like show a shot of an item. Yeah. Usually.
Kind of reminds me of like an older anime when something is more bold in color. You can tell that that's going to be like something that's going to move or something like that.
Oh yeah, because it's just how it's not in the background cell. It's in like the forefront cell. Yeah, exactly. Cell.
It's not the same thing, but it's kind of, it reminds me of that.
Yeah, I get you. Do you have any other? Who's your favorite design, Jame?
So Hilling is a very good one. I like Hilling in regular clothes.
I like
hair down.
I like Hilling, and I don't know how to describe it, but more than like Queen of Hearts, like her. You know what I'm talking about, right? Her
Alice in Wonderland kind of getup.
Yeah, when like her younger self, when she was trying to get Boji to like her.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Dude, speaking of which, that's just like some of the cutest scenes.
Here, have some cake.
Yeah. So
climbing the wall to give him cake, and he's like already on the other side.
No, it's so cute. I love how much Hilling like loves Boji.
Yeah,
and it's not like clear at the beginning, because she's almost like the evil stepmom in the beginning.
Yeah, that's like she's made out to be like that.
Yeah, but it's more of she's just like looking out for Boji.
Yeah.
She's like,
she might not have been doing it the right way, but
yeah,
she does love him.
My favorite, people are calling, like, she's like my favorite tsundere mom.
Man, she, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Put her on the waifu list.
I love her so much. That's Dorsha's girl right there, Jame.
I know, huh?
Well, we don't know, so. Well, I didn't realize she got really close to Dorsha at the end.
Yeah. I was getting that connection a lot early on.
Yeah, she's...
I was like, they spend a lot of time together, so...
Well, yeah, she's his bodyguard.
Something. Yeah.
It's real cute. But, man, I forget what the point I was going to make. Anyway, Jay. Anybody else? Yeah. Oh, you know, how do you feel about Kage's design?
It's different. It reminds me of Unknown.
Yeah. Unknown, he kind of looks like a butt as well.
Yeah. Butt or boobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I find him fine. He's cool.
All right, Jay, we're talking about characters?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Boji. One of the most unique main characters.
Yeah.
We've come across, like... Mute and deaf is pretty cool.
Yeah. We've had mute characters before, like in High Score Girl.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, High Score Girl, or Komi-san.
Yeah, Komi-san can't communicate.
I mean, both different. I mean, I don't know about High Score Girl, but at least Komi, she's quiet because of her anxiety.
Yeah.
Whereas Boji's mute because he's deaf.
Yeah, exactly. What a cool character. Such a positive kid. I love him.
See, this anime reminds me a lot of Steven Universe, which I know you probably haven't seen.
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, but it's almost, like, it's very comparable where, like, main characters who are like they look younger than they are and they act younger than they are and are all about, like, in the show is all about compassion, and then that's what this show is also about. It's about compassion for like everybody. Like, everybody's redeemable. It's also funny because they both have like curly hair as well, and
very, I guess, like, yeah, Steven.
Yeah, him and Steven are very, like, design-wise. Like, if you told me, like, Boji was designed after Steven, I wouldn't, but yeah, I could see that connection. But yeah, very cool. Who's next, Jay?
Kage.
You know, How do you, like, he basically just becomes, like, moral support halfway through.
Yeah, he's like a cheerleader almost.
Yeah, he really doesn't have anything to do, which is kind of unfortunate.
Yeah.
In that back half.
You know, I'm thinking that if there is a like another season of this, it might be about Kage.
Yeah, I really, one of my favorite parts about in the anime is him at the river of sticks with his mom.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, when he's like, sorry mom. He's like, I gotta go take care of this first. And then
might be old the next time you see me.
Yeah, and the very sweet point of her being like, let me look at you, let me like see the full you before you go. And it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, super cute.
Super cute. And then Kage's whole back, I was like, because I know right away you stopped watching the dub because of Kage's voice.
Yes.
And I think I got used to it. Like, I think the initial hit of it was bad.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's almost all dubs. Like, you gotta wait like 2 or 3 episodes for them to find their voice with the character.
Yeah, for the voice actor to be comfortable.
Yeah. And once he gets comfortable, I think I really enjoyed him.
Mm-hmm.
And man, the scenes of when he was a kid, or when he was younger, I guess I should say, because he is a kid still. Super sad.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he had it rough as well.
Yeah. Him trying to hold that dude's hand, or he was holding that dude's hand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
while he went to sleep.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, poor Kage. And he went back to him after he ratted him out.
Yeah, and you know what? Again, like, this anime is about seeing, like, the light in people. Like, the last thing that the dude remembers when he sees Kage is him, you know, trying to hold his hand before he dies.
Yeah.
It's like, so that's like almost him kind of being redeemed at the end, but I don't know. Screw that guy. That guy sucks.
Yeah, he sucked.
Who's next, Jay?
Daida.
Another character I think that shafted.
Because he gets stuck. He's like in the... He's stuck for, like, the longest time.
Yeah, I wish we would have gotten to know more of him. I think he's a really cool character.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him as well. It sucks that he gets, like, stuck in the void for, like,
the whole half of the anime. Almost the whole show, yeah.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to see him grow more.
I mean, he did kind of grow because of all the memories that he watched of his dad and... He says that he grows after he escapes.
Yeah, but that's a cop out to be like, I've grown so much. Even though, like,
I've grown so much from your experience.
Yeah. Although, like, we, like, barely see any of it. Mm-hmm. But I do think he's a really dope character. There's, like, that really dope scene where Boji does that little flashback where he's being bullied and Daida comes to save him.
Literally flexes.
Yeah, I love that.
The scene that I really enjoyed was when Daida refused to drink that the smoothie. The king smoothie.
Yeah, he wanted to become strong on his own.
Yeah.
So does he just... I guess he got boss's strength at the end.
Did he?
Yeah, he was carrying around Maranjo.
Oh yeah, I guess so, huh? Maybe.
And, like, he threw her up in the air. I don't know if you remember that.
Did he?
Yeah. I
just remember him carrying her.
When he was there doing the hip hip parade part, he, like, threw up Maranjo as well.
Dang.
Yeah, he's super strong now. Who's next, Jay?
Hilling.
You know, I think it's dumb that her name is Hilling and she can heal.
Yeah, I was like, that is obvious, obvious play on words.
Yeah, but man, she is so cute, especially her fate, like how much she struggles to heal people,
like, oh yeah, it's how, like, always like such an effort to do it.
I love that, it's so cute.
Yeah,
it's so neat that it, like, because usually when, like, you see, like, a healing character in, like, an anime or something like that, it's, like, nothing.
Well, they're, like serene-faced and...
Yeah.
But, like, healing is, like, putting all of her force into it.
Yeah, and she's making, like, a exaggerated face.
It's so cute.
Like, a super-focused face.
And then healing is just so cute in general.
Yeah, like you said earlier, like, the her trying to get Boji to warm up to her was, like, those are some of, like, the cutest scenes in the anime.
One of my favorite scenes... I forget who it is, or who, I think it's, when she meets Kage for the first time, she's like, she tells Dorisha, she goes, apologize for me, and,
yeah,
I love that, it's so, she's so, like you said, she's a tsundere, and it's hilarious.
And then after, like, Kage explains himself, she apologizes. Actually, she's the one that apologizes.
Yeah, the old biddy. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what he. Like, yeah, I don't know if they call that in the sub, but that's how he refers to her. The old biddy.
Another scene that I really enjoyed with healing was when she healed the snake.
No, yeah.
For Boji.
The snake and the the original time.
Yeah, when the snake was still small.
No, and that was really cute. Dude, poor snake. Like, it used to have three heads, which is... I like that.
Yeah. I really like that kind of detail as well. I wonder if that's, like, a thing. Like, because I know there are two-headed snakes. I wonder if what would happen if you cut one of them off. Like,
right.
Well, I'm sure if you don't heal it right, it's just going to bleed to death. But,
yeah, but it was a three-headed snake. It was so cool.
Yeah. Super dope. That's like a... That'd be a cool tattoo to get.
Right. Oh, the other, like, healing moment I loved is, after she, it's after some time where she's, Boji's used to her, but then, he's not used to Dorisha yet.
Yeah.
And, she's like, it's easy, you just gotta let him warm up to you. Mm-hmm. Like, after, like, she, like, super struggled for a long time.
Yeah.
And, I do love, she's like, all right, Lowell, let's run from him. And then he has to, like, catch up to him. She goes, see? He's here to protect us.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, she's such a cool mom. But what a cool, like, stepmom representation in this anime.
Yeah, for sure.
Because she's such a loving mother. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then another great tsundere moment when she's like, when Daida's like, oh yeah, mother, I heard you calling to me. And she's like, blushing.
Oh yeah, I don't know what you're talking
about. I don't know what you're talking about. Super cute. Who's next, Jay? You think she's going to the waifu list, Jay? She might have to.
Well.
It's early. Said,
like you said, it's they might be a thing with Dorshe.
Well, we don't know.
She might.
Yeah. We can ignore that part. I didn't see anything. Who's next, Jim?
There's Domas.
Man. Talk about a guy I want to beat up.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like him losing a hand, it wasn't enough.
No. But, again, it's about forgiveness, so gotta let it go, Jay.
Oh, you know what's another, like, neat thing is when the Big Four arrived, like, to fight Bose at the end.
Uh-huh.
They did, like, a shot of, like, everybody's, like,
Injury.
Well, it's it wasn't all injuries, because Bebin's only thing was that his sword was broken.
Right. What was the Spearman's thing?
I'm not sure. Oh, he was nervous, I think is what it was, right?
He had, like, a tick. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought that was a neat shot going back a little bit into cinematography.
Excuse me.
But other than that, oh, man, Domas, like, no matter what he did, I still don't trust him.
Yeah, I mean, he was, like, I don't know, like, carrying out. I thought it was real intense when they showed him jumping from and, like, him landing on his head.
Oh yeah,
that was real weird. Like I was like, oh, someone's gonna catch him, right? And like, no, he just eats it
straight. Yeah, and I was at first I was like, I can't believe they showed that.
Yeah, like, he just gets up.
He's dead. Yeah, it was made as a joke after.
That's so funny. But yeah, I don't know. There's maybe there might be more. I don't feel he's redeemed yet, but we'll see. Yeah. Who's next, Jay?
Bevan.
Dude, Bevan, another underused character. He's so cool.
Yeah, I think he's probably my favorite design out of the big four.
Yeah, his he even looks like Snakey.
Yeah.
Like he's like the assassin of the group. Mm-hmm.
yeah, but he's really cool.
Shout out to the scene in the opening when he's playing with the snake.
Oh yeah, he's playing with a snake. That's why those they liked him, right?
Yeah, I love like how much that snake loves him as well. Mm-hmm. Like it's like really appreciative towards Boji and him. Really dope.
It's really interesting that like the beginning of this anime, that's like it kind of like throws you into this universe and like it's just like so crazy when you see like this big snake for the first time, because like I was like, where the heck is Boji going? Cause, and he goes like into like a small cave, and then there's there's this giant snake in there, and he's talking to it.
I love how it's like not even introduced as well.
Yeah.
Like you said, we're thrown into this universe. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh crap, that's a giant snake. And like, it doesn't even like introduce itself. I don't think so.
Nuh-uh.
Because like, why would it introduce itself? It knows. Yeah,
he's known Boji forever.
Yeah, it's so cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Really neat, subtle details like that. Really good for like world building.
Yeah, for sure.
What's next?
Next is it's Oppies, the spear guy.
I could see his loyalty as well. Mm-hmm. I do like how this anime does play with the idea of loyalty. Like the snake is so loyal to Bevan,
Boji.
That it's like, hey, yeah, and to both of them, he's like, hey, I won't tell you. You gotta leave before, you know, Bevan finds out that you're here. Cause he's not gonna like that you're talking to me.
Yeah.
And just like different types, even with Dorsha and his loyalty to Daida. And all this crap. So with, you know, the spear guy, I could see where his loyalty was with Maranjo.
Maranjo, yeah.
And he kind of had like a, kind of like seemed like he had a crush on her too. As well.
Yeah, might have. He did have like a very like affectionate way of thinking about her.
Yeah, when he helped, she helped him get stronger.
Yeah.
Very cool. I really, really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. Who's next, Jay?
Next is your guy, Dorshe, the shield.
Man, he's probably my favorite character.
He's like, I really like that. That after that first fight with the lions, like he. And his next like set of armor was like to prevent that from happening again.
You had spikes on it and everything.
Yeah, and you got like more lightweight weapons.
Yeah, very cool. Dope.
He had like it was like basically like brass knuckles with spikes on them or something.
Yeah, I love just like melee characters like that.
Yeah,
where it's just like cool. Bare hand brawler or like. His original weapons he was using were like shields. Really cool. Like he's not he's a defensive fighter.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. And he was like the right hand too at one point. He said. Like he was like, the strongest of the big four.
Yeah, for sure.
But he was like what, the shield of the queen, I think it was, right?
Yeah, that's what it says right here.
Yeah, the shield of the queen, the sword of the king. I don't know.
Spear of the queen.
Oh, spear of the king, and then what's Bevan?
I don't think it doesn't say it here.
He doesn't have it. Yeah. The dagger Bevan of the king.
The snake.
The snake of the king. Yeah. Who's next, Jim?
We got Hakuru.
Man, there's a lot of characters in this anime.
Yeah, Hakuru. He's cool.
Yeah, we kind of already talked about him a little bit.
He's all right.
All right, yeah.
Then there's Bose.
Oh, Boss. I really liked his story with, I guess we can talk about him and Maranjo.
Yeah.
At the same time. People said, like, their background story was, like, too rushed or whatever, but I think it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
We got, like, the reason why he was, like, he's so affectionate towards her.
Yeah.
Very cool. I really liked the relationship. I would have liked to have seen more, like, a whole episode based around them.
Yeah. We got just, like, bits and pieces of, like, it seemed like Maranjo was the one that was after they started, like, living together. Maranjo was the one that sending him out to battle.
Right. To, like, giving him stronger foes.
Yeah. And I thought it was very interesting that, like, once Boss found out that she was sending him to, like, easy people, that she's the first person that she sent him to was the one that, like, kind of destroyed her village. The god that destroyed her village.
Right. And then Boss gets, like, wrecked.
Yeah.
He gets, like, immediately overpowered.
Yeah. Man. Super cool. And then there's that juxtaposition of when Boss gets his power and he destroys that god. And he feels empty inside.
Yeah, all this power and nothing. Yeah. Also explains why, like, his pursuit of power is gone. And he's like, well, I just want to make a kingdom to keep my kids safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they mention it. Like, Boss could have... I think Deshaw mentions it. Like, he could have easily became number one.
Yeah.
But for some reason, he just stayed at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Who's next year? And then I guess we kind of already talked about... We talked a lot about Maranjo.
Yeah, Maranjo's cool.
And she's very cool.
Such a brutal past. I get, like, so... I'm assuming that all those... she looks fine now because of that guy did, like, plastic surgery or some sort of magic.
Magic. Make her, like, magic surgery. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's Sheena, the original... Boss's original wife.
And his... The first mom. Wife. I think it's very interesting that they mention, like, giants only give birth once.
Yeah, they could only have one kid.
Yeah, so it's finite.
By the race of dying.
That's so cool.
It makes me interested in, like, how big Daida is gonna get. I feel like, I wonder if, like, since he's half giant, like, does that play a factor into anything?
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see, right?
Yeah, like, what if, like, Boss and Hilling had another kid and the kid was huge? Like, what would happen? Would Hilling die?
I know, it's funny. Also, just really cute. It was really cute. Boji, like, little bean. Like, how...
how small he was.
Yeah, in his mom's hand, especially.
It's so funny. He was freaking cute, though.
You know what that reminds me of? You just reminded me of a really cool scene, and I totally forgot to put it in my notes, but there's a really cool juxtaposition between, or it's not even like a juxtaposition, it's almost like a callback to, I don't even say it's even a callback, whatever, maybe even a reference, like after Boss sees Boji for the first time, he goes and, like, breaks that rock where the castle's at.
Oh, yeah.
Like, splits it in half. And then, like, you go to Boji's training and Kage, like, sneaks the peek.
Yeah.
And there's that rock that's just split in half.
Yeah.
So I thought it was, like, really cool. It's almost like a juxtaposition between the two characters. It's not, like, a direct correlation. It's almost like a blink and you missed it reference. Like, they both did this cool task.
Yeah, very cool. How do you feel about Boji's weapon?
I think it's really cool. The toothpick.
I love it.
The rapier.
Yeah, the little... Yeah,
it's
love it.
The little rapier. It's so cool. It's funny. It matches, like... Because he's, like, a finesse.
Yeah, it's like a fencing kind of style.
Yeah.
Fighting.
There's that really dope shot. I mean, I guess we're gonna talk about like scenes that we liked that we haven't talked about yet, but when he's fighting Boss the second half of that fight, Bojack's like running around him and like getting shots in.
Yeah.
Really dope. Especially like Bevan is like watching him, how he moves, like through the dust and everything. Looks pretty dope.
Yeah, he's like going around the big four and all that stuff.
Yeah, like he's making like big turn, big wide turns and stuff. Very cool. Anybody else in there, Jake? Probably Despa and Desha, I would imagine.
Yeah, and then there's Oaken also, the three brothers.
I really like their story too.
I found their story very interesting.
Desha was a real jerk when he slit that kid's throat.
I felt so bad for that monster, that baby monster.
No, oh, the baby ogre or whatever it was.
Yeah. I was like, man, Gigan, for sure, I'm on your side.
Dude, I love Gigan. Cool. Gigan's such a cool character, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I was like, I'm on your side, Gigan. That was messed up. They shouldn't have been doing that to that kid.
Yeah, that was screwed. And then, like...
Get an adult to do that, too.
Yeah. And then it was... I was also surprised they showed, like, slit the kid's throat. That was also really nuts.
Yeah, screw Desha. Yeah. I mean, for someone being so nonchalant, that was pretty brutal. Seems kind of out of character for him to do that.
Well, he says, you know, war makes... Well, that's... We don't know him during that period, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
We know him after he's become king. This is like... Their father has had a tyrannical rule.
Yeah.
And they have to do everything to get rid of him. Mm-hmm. And then Despa and Desha, I don't really got anything to say about them. They're okay characters. They're cool.
Yeah.
Funny.
Oaken's interesting as well.
Chris Sabat plays Despa, which is pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Oaken, that's another, like, loose end that we saw because he escapes. Because of that one guy.
The guy, like, tosses his head to the river or the lake.
Oh, yeah. And then he just starts crawling, and that's the end of it.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see, right?
Yeah. I'm sure that could also be, like, a B-plot the next season.
Right. Well, they gotta fix him.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, I mean, we'll get into it, I guess. Whatever. Hey, AJ, any other moments?
We talked about most of the great moments in like cinematography and stuff.
Yeah. Any this is
like great.
Yeah.
Great anime.
Final thoughts, Jay? We're in the wrap up.
Man, I love this anime.
It's very good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That's
something. Okay, you know, I'll talk about it later.
Yeah, but very. I think it was very worthy. For its nomination. This is definitely one of those like odd taxi for the culture type of anime, I feel.
Yeah. I think this anime will go down as a classic.
You think so?
I think so.
It's very really good.
I think the art style alone brings it to like another level. It looks really good.
All right, Jay. Accessibility. There's blood.
Yeah, there's blood.
Violence.
Mm-hmm. People die.
Trauma. If you're sensitive to like things of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see it on Crunchyroll and Funimation. You know, Jay, I'm gonna miss the Funimation app when it's gone.
Yeah, the Funimation app was pretty good. I like that more than the Crunchyroll app.
Man, I love you can adjust the fonts on subtitles. And
that is so neat, yeah.
And it's, I am very, even my glasses, I'm still like kind of a hard of sight sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes the Crunchyroll subtitles are too small. And I like to have bigger subtitles. Especially when I'm watching on my phone. It's Crunchyroll is real rough on my eyes. Mm-hmm. When I'm watching like on a computer screen or whatever, it's fine, but Yeah, phone makes it a little bit hard. What's next, Jay?
Rewatchability.
High?
I'd say it's high. I'd watch this again for sure.
I think it's really good. There's a lot of scenes I had to like go back and watch just because they were really dope. What do you want in season two, Jim?
Man, you know, I feel like this was kind of like a complete story, but if I like, I wouldn't be mad if it ended right here.
You know, there's still so much more to be explored. Like, yeah. I feel like this arc came to like a really nice conclusion. But I really want to see like Kage's stuff. Because there's a lot of stuff we don't know about, like Kage's clan, and there's a lot of breadcrumbs there.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be very... And we even, like... give hints that that's what the next part's going to be about. Because, like, when he's, like, goes to go get the, like, jobs in town.
Yeah.
So, very...
Still that lingering thing.
Yeah, so I would love to see... I also love that there's that really brutally honest part with Kage and his mom, where like his mom tells him straight up, like, "Yeah, we kill like women and children too.
Yeah,
but we are of service to everybody who like." I find that very interesting. It's like they will do the dirtiest stuff, but if people need their help, they will do it.
Yeah,
like they're that of like pure heart. And that's so interesting to me. I would love to see more exploration into Kage's clan.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably what it's going to be about the next season. Probably with a B plot of Oken trying to get him back to being immortal.
Right. With the C and, plot of trying to make this kingdom.
Yeah, C plot of Boji starting a kingdom, D plot of Daida's relationship.
Yeah, there's so much. There's so much still like around. It's very interesting. But I think yeah, the main plot it will be Kage.
Yeah, I feel that will be.
What has to be. All right, Jay. Rating? Yeah, what do you give it?
Man, this is a gotta go watch for sure.
Yeah, gotta go watch. Very, very much enjoyed it. All right, Jay. Now that we've rode back from the River of Styx, what do you have for us next week, Jay?
So we're gonna go finish up. We're picking up. Well, I guess should we talk about that? We're technically doing two stuff, but we're gonna do one thing right now.
Yeah. So we're gonna use these 2 weeks to do One Piece.
Yeah, so we're gonna do we're gonna be watching One Piece for the next 2 weeks, but in the meantime, we are gonna go back to a shorter anime, which is Way of the House Husband. We're gonna finish that up.
And that should be a cake.
Yeah,
because aren't the episodes only like 15 minutes too? They're not even like that long.
They are like 20 minutes ish each, but like each segment's like. Very short.
Right.
So we technically only watched 5 episodes the first time we covered it, so now there's another like 5 episodes to finish it off.
Yeah, so we'll finish it off. Excuse me.
So that should just take like a night and a morning for me.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully it won't be too long.
Yeah. So I'm actually really excited because I went and watched the last episode we watched of the House Way of the House Husband, and it's the first little segment was when the husband has the job at the cafe, and there's those two gangster guys, like they ordered like really like cute things like latte art, and they're like just getting the boss is just getting mad like you're a gangster, why are you ordering a kitty cat latte art, and then he gets. Like a strawberry parfait.
Yeah. I think if it's not too much, I might go back and rewatch it.
It'd probably really be fun to watch rewatch it again.
Yeah, it might be our first almost like re-review in a way.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So I think I feel like the only other one that I would want to rewatch would be Vampire Princess Mew.
Oh yeah.
Such a horrible source to watch that on.
That'd be very interesting. All right, and if you're interested in seeing our review on the rest of the way the house has been,
or One Piece,
or you enjoyed our review on Ranking of Kings, go ahead, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, YouTube, not YouTube, damn, SoundCloud.
We have a YouTube.
Yeah, it's still there. SoundCloud, Spotify, Anchor, Amazon. Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Mez, you can DM me on the Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb, and email us at animecherrybomb@yahoo.com. Sorry, everybody. I lost my thought. Oh, yeah.
Formal request.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
And with that, everyone, until next week.
Yep. Stay, being positive.
Yeah, stay ranking.